Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I'm Jen Taylor, your host. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about the last 4-ish years, my story of woo and pivoting. This month, we're starting to, we're leading into the holidays. Things kind of get crazy and there's a lull, and at least in the wedding industry, we're based in Seattle. Things get kind of slows down. Everybody kind of hibernates, at least for a little bit, before wedding shows start. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk about that time of self-care, of how the seasons work, how that energy of the seasons affects us as humans. And then what happened after my husband passed away? What was the things? And so one of them, I started doing this back in, I guess in 2016, when I first met with Jenny, my energy healer coach. She is, talking about, what do you want? What's the goals? What are you looking to do in your life? And how do you manifest that? Because I felt like I was not a very good manifester of my life. And there's times I still don't think I am, even though people say I'm a great manifester. I probably need to have my own, change my expectations about that. But it all started with those letters. If you go back to episode, I don't know the number, but when I talk about the 1, 3, and 5 letters, that's when I started doing that. And I started writing, it was pretty much just a 1 letter for the year. And I would read it every night. And then I started highlighting things as things would happen. And I'm like, okay, this is good. And then I kept doing that. I had a deck of oracle cards and would think about that, not necessarily getting into the meditation and all of that. I feel my mind is still too busy to go there, even though I should calm it down. I was letting those things ground me into what was going on. And then, at the end of 2018, my husband passes away very unexpectedly. So I have to go back to my own life and go, what do I need to do here? What is, I still had a business to run, a team to run. The team was getting smaller and smaller. And then after my husband passed away, I was like, okay, I'm kind of done. So we kind of wrapped up 2018. We had a wedding on New Year's Eve. One of my planners did. And I said, you send me all the details right as soon as you're done, and I will write the checks out to those associates. I will get you paid. And by the beginning of the new year, I will be done. And I'll just focus on my own clients. So that's what I did. And then moved, kind of got settled into a new house, took 5 weeks and went to Maui. I had a retreat there with both Jenny with Light by Dawn and Jessica Butts. Both of those two ladies put on this great retreat. And then I stayed on for my own normal vacation. And I had, my husband's middle brother came out with his wife and I showed him the island. We just had a lovely time. So it was time for me to kind of get back into a normalcy of a routine of going to the same place and having that, but then also starting my life anew. And what was I going to do? Where was I going to go? What was going to happen? I didn't know. I knew I wanted to coach. I knew I wanted to consult with other wedding professionals. But then in the back of my head, or did I? You know, I love this part of the business where I can talk about business and talk about what the operations part of it. But was there an operations thing? So I took 3 weeks off. I just took 3 weeks, drove back to see my husband's family and bring a bunch of stuff that I thought they would want to look at and see and have and, you know, all of that. So that was a trek, and came back and worked on the house I was currently living in and redoing the yard there. And so September rolls around and I find this program of becoming a director of operations. And so like, well, maybe this is it. Maybe that's, you know, that's not the pivot, but that's the start. So I took that course. Still didn't know who my ideal clients were. Was it still, I mean, you know, you go for so long with my ideal clients are wedding, you know, are people who are getting married that want to get married in Maui or the destinations around the Pacific Northwest, who, you know, I can go on and on who my ideal client was for the wedding business. But for Jen Taylor Consulting, I didn't know. I was having a hard time with that and I couldn't get clear on it. So then I'm a huge wine person. It's been in my blood since I was little. My parents used to go. We used to live close to Napa and my parents would bring their friends and I would be tagging along. And I love the smell of a winery in the fall. Like right now would be the perfect time. I love that smell. So I've always been fascinated. So I found this course through Washington State University called The Business of Wine, where it's basically you learning about the back end of wineries from planting all the way through to marketing and the small business and all of that. So we had different courses. That was something very intriguing to me. So while I was taking the director of operations course, I was also starting to take the business of wine course. Do I want to go to the wine industry? Do I want to do that? What does that look like? How do I want to do that? Do I still want to work for myself? So all these pivots in my head are sitting there going around and round and round in my head. Then, you know, as I start both of these, I mean, I was kind of already or a third of a way through the director of operations course, and I was just starting the business of wine course when the pandemic hit. I had just gone to Maui for a little quick 2-day, 3-day conference on content, came back and had 2 or 3 other trips planned throughout the rest of the year. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is how I want my life to be. I'm home. I go to Maui when I'm back and forth and all this stuff. And I'm learning these things. And this is how I see my business. This is how everything, this is, you know, I'm working with wedding professionals. Still don't know what quite I want to do with the wine, but working with wedding professionals, all this stuff. And then the pandemic hits. And I was like, okay, one, I'm an introvert. So I'm like, okay, I can sit here in my house. I love my house. I think my house is great. I love my yard. I love all these things. And then I'm like, okay, this is a perfect time for everyone to start working on their standard operating procedures. And I was like, this is the time to do it. We have nothing else to do. And in my head, I'm thinking this is, you know, I won't say this is great, but I'm like, okay. Well, in all of your heads, you're like scared shitless because you have no income coming in. Everybody's changed. Everybody's moving. Everybody's canceling. You can't do anything. We're all sitting here going, when is this going to be done? This isn't just a 2-week shutdown and we're done. This is a year and a half, 2-year shutdown, and we're effing screwed. And so I'm like, okay. And so, you know, still taking the wine course, meeting wine people, doing all that. We're done. 2020 is over. And I kind of was like, okay, maybe I'll go to the wine industry. Wedding industry is now kind of decimated. Do I want to head over to the wine industry and start trying to see how I can, you know, what that looks like? But still in the back of my head, it was, I know weddings. I know these people. I am a wedding professional. I can't just leave. I can't. Every time I tried to go, I just like, I can't. So it's been hard. And then 2021 shows up and we're like, okay, we can dip our toes back out in the real world and see what's going on and all this stuff. And then everybody's kind of moving. And I'm like, well, hell, maybe I'll start looking. Move over to this closer to where my significant other is and be closer and, you know, have all that stuff. So I started writing out what I wanted, what I did. I manifested my half host. And I'm like, holy crap. I haven't manifested my yard yet. I've been here a year and a month and still no yard. So everybody think good thoughts on the yard. But it's always something busy. That was something that, you know, I've been told is you always want something. I'm always looking at something to work on. What's next? What's next? What's next? Instead of letting it sit. So it's been hard. The last 4 years have been what's next? What's next? What's next? So I am hoping for all of us taking this holiday season, this time. For me, it's been 4 years of me on my own. What's next? But really sitting down and going, and I'm good. I'm in a good spot. I am safe. I am sound. I am in a loving relationship. I have the house of my dreams and be content. So what I'm asking you and looking for you to do, not really do, I won't say do. It's more of enjoy. We are stepping out of a very crazy time. And the holidays will hopefully be more normal than they have been. And take the time to be grateful about where we're at, what we're doing, how we're doing. And take the time to write those letters and manifest. Write down what you want to manifest. I'm not a manifest guru at all. But I know if we take the time to be grateful and the gratitude of this time of year, and then be grateful of what you have and then also what is coming. And if it's another pivot, then I'll be grateful for it. But it's really a time to, I think for me, to be centered and to enjoy the life that I've created. And I would like for you to take the time and sit down and center yourself and be grateful for the life that you've created and the business you've created. With that, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Design Your Wedding Business. Creating a clear path for your business takes some accountability, and I'm happy to provide that for you because I want to see you continue to move forward in your business. From consulting for business operations to rediscovering your passion for your business, I can help. Head on over to my website, jentaylorconsulting.com/services, to learn more about how I can be your strategic partner. Talk to you soon.